Welcome to the Isle of Lucy podcast number 11. I'm actually still really kind of sick, but I'm on the better half of the sickness. I'm getting better. In the past couple days, it was so bad. I mean, I had a fever, the likes of which I've never experienced before. Like, I had read about how if you have a really bad fever, you can, like, hallucinate. And I never really believed that could really happen. But I was reading this book. I mean, not related to the sickness, but I was reading this book. It's called The Other Bible. It's a collection of Gnostic texts and ancient Jewish legends and apocryphal gospels and whatnot that didn't make it to the Bible. But when I was really feverish, I was reading some of this book, and then after that I tried to sleep for a little while, and I was, you know, half asleep, half awake, and believing that all these characters from these Gnostic texts were interacting with me, and all this stuff was going on, and I was frightened. Not so much by the imagery that I was dealing with, but by the sheer fact that it was happening. But in any case, I'm on the better side of that now. I'm just got the kind of the cold, kind of the sore throat, a cough going, but I'll be all right. So anyway, with this episode of the podcast, I was looking around, and I found something kind of interesting. I found a bunch of video footage that I had when I made the Isle of Lucy DVD, and part of that was all these clips that we shot from the show at Brad's in Dundas. And so I took some of these clips and extracted the audio. So I have a few songs from Isle of Lucy live at Brad's here. And now some of them have a little bit of the beginning and a little bit of the end cut off, and there might be a little skip somewhere in the middle. You hear a lot of crowd conversation, but I think that's what makes it a great bootleg recording. So here's the first one. This is Stars. Yeah, so that one ends kind of abruptly. But we got some great commentary by our good friend Chris O'Neill in the middle there. But this next one here is Love in Her Eyes. And this one is great for a couple reasons. One, first one, to fully appreciate it, you really need to see the video of this performance. Because you see, when we played at Brad's, it's the first venue we played at where smoking was allowed in the venue. And so, just for this sheer novelty, pretty much, Martin and I are smoking cigarettes on stage during this song and drinking our free beer. And so, for the first, you know, verse and a half of the song, it's just PJ solo. So, Martin and I are just sort of standing on the side of the stage, or the sides of the stage, on either side of PJ, just drinking and smoking, not really caring at all. And then at one point, Martin just kind of saunters up to the microphone and sings the backup parts between puffs. It's a pretty good performance in that respect. The other thing I like about it is, right at the end, this picks up PJ yelling at the audience, trying to get them to be more enthusiastic. So here's Love in Her Eyes.
Let it be a written and seen. So, you guys having a good time?
Yeah!
Someone said yes, but us, you obviously
yeah,
are bored.
Yeah!
Yeah, come on!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
They're like pulling teeth.
Now, this third one from Brad's that I'm going to play, last one on this episode from Brad's anyway, this is The Long Way Around, and this is an interesting performance. This is the only time we ever did this, as an introduction to the song. We're playing this weird sort of improvised, really slowed down version of the main riff. I don't even remember how that came about, but from that we launch into probably the fastest rendition of The Long Way Around that we've ever done. So you get the really, really slow and the really, really fast both together. So it's kind of an interesting performance. So here's The Long Way Around.
Yeah.
All right. I was going to end this episode with one of my solo guitar track things. Well, it's really long. It's like 8.5 minutes. But before I get to that, before I mention the Sun Song contest that the four of us are, I believe, all participating in to some extent, of recording our own versions of the Sun Song to eventually have them all played on here and just started to hear each other's interpretations of the Sun Song. Now, mine's not done, but I do have a pretty good start on it. And so, in the tradition of the leaked songs from Chinese Democracy that leaked as originally 15 or 20 second little snippets, here's just a little sampling of what I've got so far with the Sun Song, with my version of the Sun Song. Last time I asked Isaac how his Sun Song contest entry was going, he said that he was still pondering the possibilities. Well, I'm pondering the possibilities and putting them into action, Isaac. So the rest of you, let me know how you're doing with your entries. And then maybe if you want to send me a teaser of yours too, then we can have a little more anticipation building up to the day when we finally have four Sun Songs all playing in the same episode. But in any case, the last thing I'm going to play here, I don't really have a good title for it. I'm really bad at coming up with titles for my own stuff, so I just labeled it as Epic. This is off of what I kind of collectively referred to as my second solo album, which I called And Justice for Paul. And this one includes some pretentious vocalizations in it, saying some stuff in Latin. And it was really literally a situation where I went to a search engine and typed in cool stuff to say in Latin. I found a website called Cool Stuff to Say in Latin. And so the stuff that I'm saying is in Latin, and it's just something that sounds kind of cool. So don't read too much into the text of the song. But this is Epic. And I'll end with this tonight. And so I'll see you all next time. Later. classic trends that are going to happen one day. Vox Populi, Vox Dei. Sic trends that are going to happen.